Being 6 o'clock, I think we should call our monthly meeting to order. Roll call, all present except for Supervisor Rodriguez. Youth and Governance here. Nice to see you, thank you for coming. Citizens' comments, are there any citizens in the audience who'd like to comment before Human Services Committee this evening? Seeing none, citizens' comments are closed. We have Chairman's and Supervisor's comments. I have none specifically except for our next meeting. Is there anything out of the ordinary for next month when we take a look at October? Not really.
October, we have scheduled our joint Human Service Committee, Human Service Board meeting, mm-hmm. October 16th at the Job Center.
Okay.
At 5 o'clock. And if we need to have another meeting outside of that, you and I can talk if we need to make arrangements.
But that might suffice for our...
Generally, that takes the place okay. of the first Tuesday meeting. But if there's something the committee wishes to hear, we can...
So I'd encourage you all to put that in your calendars. You're saying the 16th of next month. What day does that fall on, John?
Wednesday.
It's a Wednesday.
Okay. What time does that generally go down?
At what time?
Pardon me?
What time does that generally go down?
At 5 o'clock, we'll have food available for committee members, and at 5:30, the meeting will actually start.
Oh, it's a budget presentation?
Yes.
Okay. Right.
Yes.
So put a note then for October 16th, and that will be at Job Center.
Yeah. Entrance C or D in the Commons area will be set up right in there.
Okay. Great. Okay. Please mark Supervisor Rodriguez is in attendance. Approval of the...
I have a comment, if you don't mind.
Supervisor's comment, go ahead.
Okay, the only comment actually that I have is today we had the meeting over at Brookside for the trustees meeting,
yep.
and we talked about the picnic, which was done on August 21st. Mm-hmm. I guess it was really a big success. Everything was great. Unfortunately, I missed it because I got stuck in Washington, D.C. My plane was canceled, so I did not make it. One of the things that I want to stress out maybe is that we did not really have too many supervisors to attend that. I think in the future, it would be really nice if we had supervisors to attend that. But I guess it was a great success. Everybody liked it. Everybody was pleased. Just wanted to say that.
Very well. Great. Before I move on, any other supervisors have a comment to offer? Youth and Governance, comment?
No.
Can you bring something up, anything? No. Seeing that, then the comment section is closed. We're taking a look at the approval of minutes for August 6, 2019. I trust everyone here on the committee has had a chance to review those. And I would entertain a motion to approve.
So moved.
So moved by Supervisor Celebrate, second.
Okay.
Second by Supervisor Burke. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Youth and Governance?
Aye.
Any declinations? Any from other side? Seeing none, motion passes. Have a resolution before us. Who's going to present the resolution?
I will. This is a resolution to approve Jan Michelson to the Racine Kenosha Community Action Agency Board. It's a reappointment. As you can see in the information packet provided, he's attended 11 out of 13 meetings, and the two he missed were excused. This appointment would be for 2 years, running till September 2022.
He's succeeding himself. He's done this in the past.
Correct.
If there's any discussion, we can have that. If not, entertain a motion to approve.
I'll make a motion to approve, and I served on this committee. That's an art committee to be on.
Okay.
So.
Second.
Moved and seconded.
Who seconded? I'm sorry.
Moved by Supervisor Nudo, seconded by Supervisor Byrd. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Youth and Governance?
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Seeing none, motion passes unanimously. Next item on our agenda is the presentation on survey and citation procedures. Who is going to handle that?
Good evening, Supervisors.
And just identify yourselves for the committee here.
Certainly. I'm Joseph Cardamone. I'm the Corporation Counsel. Linda Bogdala, who's the administrator at Brookside Care Center, is going to be primarily addressing this issue. But I had a brief point to make before we begin. This item was requested last month by Supervisor Rose after the board received notice of a claim for wrongful death that was made against Brookside Care Center in Kenosha County. As we rarely see claims of that type, it's not surprising that there has been interest and some concern, although I would ask supervisors to remember that by its nature, a claim is meant to paint the least flattering picture of the county, designed to create a narrative of liability and blame. The claim presents only one side of the story and includes those facts carefully chosen and presented, intended to inflame passions and inspire outrage. The claim has been tendered to Brookside's insurer, who has already assigned counsel. While we are still in the early days of collecting facts and background information, we see nothing at this time to indicate that Brookside is to blame and intend to vigorously defend against any lawsuit which might be filed. The claim makes reference to Brookside being issued certain citations following the events described. While Linda will speak in greater detail about the general citation procedure, I wish to inform the committee that there was no financial sanction imposed on Brookside as a result of the citations, which were minor in nature. Due both to HIPAA concerns and to ensure the county is not even inadvertently prejudiced in any potential litigation, we cannot and will not discuss any details of the specific matter, and I have to insist that any questions which could impact our defense to this claim not be answered. The potential cost to the county from a comment made thoughtlessly or without having all the facts is simply too great. With that understanding, there is certainly value in this committee gaining a greater understanding of the citation process and procedures, which Linda will now present.
Questions, Supervisor?
Yeah, if I may. I mean, are there questions we can't ask in a closed session? Or because to me, the way I look at this is we're the board that oversees, the county board as a whole, we are the board that oversees everything that the county does. And I mean, I'd like some more insight as to what our side of the story is for this instance, instead of just, oh, well, insurance and lawyers are hashing out. I want to know, and I can't speak for my colleagues, but I think there's more of us that want to know that what is going on. Besides just being told, no, we're not going to tell you.
Well, first of all, I don't think that entirely characterizes what I'm saying. What I'm indicating, as you've sort of gleaned, is we're talking an open meeting. We're talking a meeting where...
And that's my question. I mean, is there a possibility down the road, whether it's a closed session, or if that's what's warranted and that's what's needed to give, you know, myself and I'm sure Supervisor Rose is very interested in what exactly is going on?
I could make two suggestions, Supervisor. Theoretically, yes, we could schedule this for a closed session, and we could try and determine parameters as to what would be appropriate to discuss even in a closed session. Otherwise, as we've indicated to you before, if you ever have questions about a claim, you are certainly more than welcome to contact our office. Attorney Kopp would be happy to discuss with you what we do know. As I said, at this point, it is really early days. We're still trying to assemble all the background information. We're attempting to get the appropriate records. So we don't have all the information yet. But either of those are appropriate avenues.
Any other questions at this particular point? Carry on with your presentation.
Okay. Good evening, Supervisors. Thank you for having me here. I want to start by telling you that I understand I have a very small window to give you information that truly could take a full day. Nursing homes are regulated by the federal government as well as the state, and we have to comply by thousands of regulations. Not a problem. We take care of human beings, so we take this very seriously. So I'm going to give you a very brief synopsis of what a survey is and how often it is done and who it's regulated by. So skilled nursing homes are surveyed every, for example, between 8 to 15 months every year. Sometimes we can go up to 15 months. That's the maximum that you can actually go without having a survey. And we have to comply with these standards to continue to participate in the Medicare and Medicaid programs. So even though it is a federal program, it is up to the state to be the ones who will come in and conduct that survey in the facility. They can come anytime they want, 24 hours a day. They can come on weekends. They can come at night. There is a certain percentage that they have to conduct off hours or on weekends. I've been in buildings where that has been the case, and my philosophy has always been you expect a surveyor at any time and you conduct yourself as though they could walk in at any point. Similar to a regular compliance survey that is conducted every year, complaint surveys can be made to state agencies as well. It's also up to the state to conduct the investigation into those complaint surveys. It's up to them as to when they also want to conduct it. There have been times when people will submit a complaint and they will decide on the severity of that complaint and decide if they want to come out right away, or it could be months later as well, up to their discretion. So where it gets a little funky, I guess, is if there are findings, which it is somewhat abnormal to be in a survey and be deficiency free. It happens, but it's not always the case because not everybody is perfect. There's a chart that we utilize regarding the scope and severity. I actually have copies of this. This is the same. Okay. If you would like to grab those. And you'll see here that they range anywhere from an A to an L. A being no harm, it's more of like an FYI kind of thing, versus an L, which is the worst offense. It's an immediate jeopardy. Usually resident harm is involved and it's widespread. So based on those citations, if they are found, they will then use this grid to determine the severity of that finding. Oftentimes, if it is under a G level, which if you see from, I've got something here from 2014, 91.9% of the findings were actually in the D, E, or F range. So usually that's no harm. There are, of course, times when it is higher than that. If it's under a G level, they will ask for a plan of correction after a statement of deficiencies has been found. Your statement of deficiencies is all of the findings that they may have found. At that time, once you receive your statement of deficiency, your clock is ticking, and you have 10 days to submit that plan of correction to the state. That could include retraining, which usually if it's in the DE or F range, that is the case. So not only maybe a particular staff member, but it could be your entire staff that you have to retrain as well. After you submit that plan of correction, which are often desk reviews, if it's under that G level, then you will get a letter back stating that you are back in compliance. And then you conduct business as usual. As long as you are continually ensuring, oftentimes there are audits that are being conducted on any findings that may have occurred. So just to ensure that you continue to stay in compliance. There are numerous statistics out there that you can find regarding the scope and severity and how many citations are done in the state of Wisconsin. I'd be happy to share them with you if you guys like numbers. I'm a numbers girl, so I like that. But it's a process that one who has been in the industry, such as myself, for 22 years, and I've done multiple surveys, you know that you have to keep yourself at a particular standard and a reputation at that matter, that is taking care of residents and your top priority is their safety and their care. So That's pretty much the quickest synopsis I could ever give on a survey process. But, and it can be convoluted and crazy, but I enjoy this work. So if you guys ever have questions, I'd be happy to answer them as well.
Would you be confident today if somebody came in and did a survey?
Absolutely. Yes, I have always said every day, you need to be survey ready. And no business should be different if a survey is in your building or not in your building. Everything needs to be the same. And I would absolutely say that's the case.
If I may? Yeah, we do fill and we go through every month, at least every month. Sometimes we talk to the staff more than once. We feel very good about it, and John is on the board also, and he can speak to that. They report to us very regularly. Many questions, believe it or not, are asked. You can check with the secretary there. Many times they get tired of writing all the things that we talk about it there, but yeah. And there were times that I went in the nursing home, unexpected, or whatever you want to call it. In fact, one time I locked myself in the hallway, in the stairway, I should say. Thank God Linda got me out. So, I mean, yes, we do that because, I mean, but I'm very pleased, and I believe the Board of Trustees feels the same way about it.
Any other comments, questions for matter pertaining to this?
I just want to thank you, Linda. I did plan on coming. Gabe texted me today. I did plan on coming today to stop by. But being the end of the month at work, our technical end of the month, I wasn't able to leave. So, but I still plan on taking you up and stopping in sometime. And that was my concern with Brookside, is because from my understanding, and I'm a young person, Brookside used to have this reputation of not a bad reputation. Some people did not want to be at Brookside. And now I grew up with Brookside having this reputation of it being the place to be if you needed rehab. I've had neighbors that have gone there, you know, and they enjoyed their stay as much as they could be, the fact that they were there. But it's kind of a gem in the county in its own sense, and I would hate for something to happen where we've got to tell the residents we messed up, you know, and we can't be around anymore. So, and I've only heard great things, especially since you've taken over there. So I want to applaud you for that, Gabe, the board as well. I mean, we spend a lot of money on Brookside, and I don't have a problem that we spend a lot of money on Brookside because we're doing a lot of good through Brookside. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to make sure our I's were dotted and T's were crossed, especially after getting a claim that we haven't.
Sure.
You know, so.
And just for my two cents, I have always said that I want to run a building that I would feel comfortable putting my own parents in. This is absolutely that building, 100%. I love my parents dearly.
And I'll just make one comment before we close here. When you take a look at this whole process, again, a lot of it I'm not overly familiar with, but I do know some small parts about it. The claim is the very, very beginning process. It's almost like dipping the toe in the water to see which way the things can go here. So it's really not any more than that. And with the information being as incomplete as it is, it's just hard to kind of get our minds around this collectively. But I think it'll all come up in due course. Anything other than that, we can thank you both for being here. Appreciate it. And we'll move on to item number 7. Committee members' comments. Anything other that wants to be brought up here, committee? Seeing none. Any other business authorized by law? I think we touched upon this earlier. On October 16th, meeting at the Job Center. It's a combined thing. And it's actually a budget presentation for what we will look at in terms of human services bringing to the county board floor. Well, first of all, after the presentation, we'll have our own hearings that are part of the budget procedure, and then we vote on the budget as a third part of the procedure. So this is the opening part where we get the presentation budget.
Motion to adjourn.
Second. Supervisor Noodle made the motion. Supervisor Burke seconded.
You have the resolution and attendance sheets to sign, please.
Only without signing.
October 16th.